Sunny days sweeping the clouds away.
Ah, yes, it is a sign of the times to find your way to Sesame Street. It will have to be by conference call these days. The latest Sesame Street special was produced with a variety of screens while the cast was social distancing. And for more on the process and how the gang is still entertaining children the world over, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Ben Lehman, executive producer of Sesame Street. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Boy, you guys really pulled this off.
Wow, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So talk a little about what it took to put this together.
Absolutely. So you know, when the offices of Sesame Workshop started closing and we realized we'd all be working remotely like the rest of the nation, we sent the puppets out to all the various puppeteers who live, most of them live in the New York tri-state area. And we had them disinfected, shipped them to them, got them, you know, most of this show was produced using phones. And if anybody needed tripod for their phone or a microphone, we sent it to them in the mail. And then we basically started making kind of shorts around, you know, it's important to keep a morning routine, even though you're at home and you're not in school in your regular setting. And then little by little, after about a week or two of doing that, we hit on the idea of producing an actual special that would recreate a virtual play date on video chat the way many kids are interacting today.
I've got to give you guys some props because there have been a lot of TV folks who have broadcast from home, but they're not holding puppets at the same time and shooting it themselves. So the technology, or at least the amount of effort that you guys must have done to pull this off, I think is amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is truly unusual because the performers are, you know, they're world-class actors and world-class puppeteers, but they're not necessarily producers or camera people or editors. So it took a lot for them, but it's just a sign of, you know, it's the way Sesame Street and Sesame Workshop has always been. We're there to meet the evolving kids, the evolving needs of kids. And the puppeteers truly believe in our mission. And everybody rallied around and said, yeah, we can do this. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on video chat together through the process. But everybody really, it was remarkable. So thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I didn't get a chance to watch the full feature, but I did watch the trailer last night. And it struck me, and this is going to sound kind of trite, but it struck me that there was something really comforting about seeing Sesame Street during this horrific pandemic. Have you been hearing that from people?
We have, yeah, hearing it a ton. It was the response from last night's broadcast and now people seeing it on demand, and it'll continue rolling out on PBS stations. The response has been tremendous. And obviously Sesame Street is something that most everyone in America has grown up with, whether you're a grandparent, a parent, a kid yourself. And so there is a comfort food aspect to Sesame Street. And I think that by offering a special that really spoke to kids and said, like, you know what, you're not the only one. Sesame Street, your best friends are also stuck at home and making the best of it and doing virtual play dates and playing head, shoulders, knees and toes with Anne Hathaway. Maybe you can't do that, but we're inviting you to join in this play date. So we've gotten a lot of great feedback. And what's been super exciting is a lot of parents of slightly older kids, you know, Sesame Street is really designed for 2 to 5 year olds, but we've had a lot of parents of 6, 7, 8 year olds say, we watched it as a family and it was just such a lovely evening for us.
Are you going to do another special?
Well, that's the big question. Our CEO and our COO asked that first thing this morning. Are you guys thinking about the next one? So we'll be ideating around it. You know, we're like the rest of the country, taking it one day at a time, one week at a time. We don't totally know what the future holds. So we knew this was the right time to offer kids kind of a reassurance, and we'll see how things evolve, but quite possibly. And we'll continue doing short video messages. If anybody visits SesameStreet.org, we have an initiative called Caring for Each Other, and you'll see videos there that give advice on everything from washing hands to social distancing to just keeping a routine to taking time for yourself if you're an adult at home caring for kids, because that's important too. We're all, you know, changing our routines.
Well, congratulations for pulling this off, and thanks for making some time for us. We appreciate that very much. Ben Lehman is executive producer of Sesame Street.